Hello, Dexter.
This is Will calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. If you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
8258.
Okay.
I no longer live in Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, you don't live in Atlanta anymore, but are you registered to vote in Atlanta?
Technically, but I'm moving my registration to Arizona where I live currently.
But currently you are registered.
Yeah, I guess you
okay.
could say that.
Okay,
sure.
then yes, you can take the survey. If you don't mind me asking,
okay.
what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
88.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school or the highest degree that you have received?
Essentially a PhD. I'm a
doctor. Master's? Okay, thank you.
No, beyond that. But yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Doctoral.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
No? Okay. What is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, American?
White.
Okay, thank you. Next. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Racism and discrimination, inflation and the cost of living, traffic, jobs in the economy, education, crime, public transportation, immigration, abortion access, climate change, and the environment. Three of those.
Abortion access, climate change and the environment, and and crime, I guess.
Crime. You have a good memory retention. Thank you. when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
Huh?
Are you satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied?
Oh, with like the whole city? As like a concept?
Yep.
That's really vague.
Okay.
I am neutral. Middle.
Can I mark you for somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied? Those are the options.
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank
you.
What about the Atlanta region?
I guess more somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. What about Georgia?
Oh, dissatisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Oh, very. Yeah.
Very. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now,
uh-huh.
We'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people, some groups of people, some ideas using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people, you never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. The Atlanta City Council, 0 to 10.
5.
5, thank you. Mayor Andre Dickens.
7.
7, thank you. Marta Buses.
3.
3, thank you. The Atlanta Beltline.
10.
Thank you. Self-driving cars.
So random. 8.
Okay, thank you. AI, artificial intelligence companies.
4.
4, okay. The Atlanta Police Department.
4.
Okay. Governor Brian Kemp.
0.
0, okay. Uber and Lyft.
I don't know. 7.
7, okay, thank you. Next, how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
4.
4, thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar?
Very.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
Daily.
Daily? Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Outside.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said outside, outdoors.
Outside, okay. Thank you. Next. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. I trust Marta to finish the projects they're working on. 0 to 10.
2.
Thank you. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
8.
Okay. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
5.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
Yeah, 8.
Okay. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
3.
Okay, thank you. The quality of Atlanta's road, it's getting worse.
8.
Okay. I feel safe riding MARTA.
3.
Okay, thank you. Next. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off of the roadways. Or we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. A or B?
Probably more B.
Somewhat more or strongly more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Here are a few policies that the city leaders might consider when trying to address Atlanta area traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Adding more security to MARTA stops.
8.
Thank you. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
8.
Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
7.
Thank you. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Thank you. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
The streetcar system? You mean like the light rail?
I will say, well, I'm not supposed to
streetcar,
give you my opinion.
Streetcar, is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to give you my opinion.
I think the streetcar means light rail. I think that's kind of worthless.
5,
I guess.
Okay. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
8.
Okay, thank you. Next. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
somewhat familiar.
Okay. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlantans and Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. 0 to 10.
These are very leading questions, but 10.
Okay, thank you so much. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that need the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago have. 0 to 10.
I doubt it'll be that good. Let's call it a 7.
A 7? Okay, thank you so much. Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Just fine, strongly.
Okay, thank you. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement. 5 means that you feel somewhat convincing. And 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline train is half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively. 0 to 10.
3.
Okay, thank you. The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train stop speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. 0 to 10.
6.
6, okay. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you still support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yes, I still support.
Okay. The last few questions.
I just say somewhat.
Okay, somewhat this time? Okay, thank
yeah.
you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than 1 year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 plus years?
6 to 10.
Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
You can hear that, yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you. Last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 25, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100 to 249, 250
plus. 250
plus. Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.